The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. SG Extra, only on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. And every week, our colleagues from the Straits Times talk us through the biggest headline coming out of Singapore for the week. And this week, it looks like things are looking up for our fight against the pandemic. Earlier this month, the Trade and Industry Ministry upgraded its GDP growth forecast range for this year to 6-7%. Firms in Singapore are restoring wages after pay cuts and freezes were imposed to help cut costs during the pandemic last year. We had a number of updates as well from the multi-ministry task force. To find out more, we're joined today by Suan Tan, journalist at The Straits Times. Suan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Okay, so let's get into this. Many companies implemented wage freezes, salary cuts last year to rein in costs because of COVID-19, but now they're looking to undo this, a sign that things are picking up. What was the prompt there?
So I think last year we all know that many companies were struggling to deal with the whole COVID-19 situation, mm-hmm. and they had to put in place all these measures to cut costs and help them to retain their workers. But as we also know, this year the economic situation is a lot more stable. And like you mentioned earlier this month, MTI upgraded its GDP growth forecast range for the year to 6-7%. So with the economy recovering, companies have the confidence to lift these cost-cutting measures and maybe even focus on growth and expansion instead.
Is this something that's happening across different industries, including those that have been badly hit by the pandemic?
Yes, so actually we have seen companies across industries such as transport, telecommunications and even aviation restoring workers' wages. So for example, the aviation industry, as we know, was badly hit by the lack of air travel. But last week, Changi Airport Group actually said it will restore wages for all employees next month up to middle management level. And they had gone through a round of base salary cuts that were introduced in April last year. And for example, SingPost also restored wages for all management and staff since April. And this is after they had a year of pay cuts and freezes for senior team members, ranked assistant vice presidents and above. And our telco, Singtel, also said they lifted a wage freeze and they will continue to offer market competitive salaries to attract top talent.
Suan, is this just wage and bonus restoration, or are companies also looking at pay hikes, promotions, or perhaps increasing new hires as the labour market improves?
Yes, so some companies have also said that they are looking at pay hikes and promotions. Mm-hmm. For example, UOB Bank announced pay hikes and promotions for up to 98% of its staff in March this year, which excludes their senior management. And the bank said last year that it put these pay increases and promotions on hold to protect the jobs and livelihoods of its employees.
So I think the question everyone's asking now is, can we expect this trend to continue going forward?
So yes, HR experts actually said this trend started around May this year and it is likely to continue as the situation stabilizes and companies find themselves in a more secure position. And they also said that companies feel the need to recognize their staff for their hard work and paying better wages will help them to retain this talent.
We're speaking to Suan Tan, a journalist at The Straits Times. Now, Suan, moving on, the multi-ministry task force announced that a committee is also studying COVID-19 vaccine booster shots, especially for those who are immunocompromised. What else do we know about this?
Yes, so yesterday they announced that the committee is looking into vaccine booster shots for the population and a possible third dose for those who have severely compromised immune systems. So other countries like Israel, Britain, Germany and France have started rolling out or are going to roll out these booster shots. So the committee said they will study the results from these countries and they will study issues such as whether there will be a higher incidence of adverse reactions from booster shots and whether the booster shot should use the same type of vaccine as before or a different one. And they will do all this before making recommendations for Singapore. As for the immunocompromised people, they might have to take a third dose of the vaccine because they react less to vaccination even after two doses. And this is because they might not be able to produce as much antibodies or activate the necessary mechanisms to fight the virus. So this includes people like transplant patients, those on cancer treatment or end-stage kidney disease patients on dialysis.
Okay, speaking of shots, we also had some updates on vaccination plans for children below the age of 12. Can you give us an update there?
Yeah, so for now, the Health Minister, Ong Ye Kung, said the vaccination of children below 12 should start sometime in early 2022.
Okay.
And this is after the committee has properly studied the safety and efficacy aspects of the vaccine for children in this age group.
Okay, well, Suan, thanks so much for giving us an update there. And we look forward to catching up with you again. We've been speaking with Suan Tan. She's a journalist at The Straits Times. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.